This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. That's a website devoted to business, politics, culture, and more of the Fort Smith region. And it's not raining, at least not right now, Michael.
No, it's not. We have a picture, or had a picture up on the front of the City Wire, just of the blue sky, just informing people that's what it looks like. In case you haven't seen it in a while, just don't freak out, but it's blue.
Well, here's hoping we have a bit more spring before summer and 90 degrees arrive.
Right. Well, yes, you're true. Weather is a matter of perspective. We'll be hoping for some of this come August.
On Monday, was it? No, Tuesday, the City of Fort Smith announced that the city's fire department maintains an ISO 2 rating. That's good for insurance, right?
Correct. It's good for especially commercial insurance. Although I learned in doing some research for this story, some insurance companies, State Farm and a few others, are moving away in terms of residential coverage. They're moving away from ISO in terms of how they set their premiums. They're going to other formulas, and they're more specific to a person's history. But, yes, and for Fort Smith, overall, great news. Fort Smith was one of the first – or was the first Arkansas city to receive an ISO 2 rating, and they go all the way up to 10. Of course, the lower the better because it means lower premiums. But nice to know, although the city officials, the Fort Smith fire chief, said, look, you know, we're going to have to do this in another 3 years, and if we don't have better coverage in the south part of the city, it's unlikely, very unlikely we'll have that rating. And we dropped from a 4 to a 2 when we moved to a 2, so the concern is we could have a double digit, or we could have two moves up if we're not careful.
The city board of directors Tuesday night took one more step in this ongoing saga of the 1% prepared food tax sales tax.
Yeah, you know, this is almost like eating one of those big salads at a restaurant. You know, you just get into it and it just keeps growing on you. You never get to the bottom of the salad bowl. But yeah, they approved the process by which the city will collect this 1% prepared food tax, which goes into effect in June. Interestingly enough, two of the three directors that voted against the tax originally voted for the process, and they made it very clear that they still don't support the tax, but, you know, the process is what they're voting for, to approve the process. So we're one step closer. The opponents, the petition organizers, have until the 25th of this month to file a lawsuit seeking an injunction to block it. So that will, if anything else happens, that should be the next event in this saga.
But still time for that other litigious shoe to fall.
Oh, yes, there's always time for drama in this story, apparently.
Barbara Harville, who is the executive director of Leadership Fort Smith, has been appointed to the Arkansas Parks, Recreation, and Travel Commission. What does that mean for Fort Smith?
Well, hopefully it gives Fort Smith another, or it gives a representation back on the commission, and this is a very prestigious, very important commission. The Arkansas Parks and Tourism Department is a very large agency, a lot of reach around the state with the parks and other things, the tourism money that they spend, promotion efforts. Polly Cruz was on that from Fort Smith. She was on the commission for a little over 10 years, and she died, unfortunately, in 2006, and the Fort Smith area has not had a representative since then. So Barbara being back on gives us a voice, gives the state's second largest city a voice back on that commission. Although it's not like we've been ignored. I mean, Richard Davies, the director of the agency, and Joe David Rice and Greg Butts, some of the three officers, they have, you know, they've, for example, supported the Lake Fort Smith State Park, which is almost halfway between Northwest Arkansas and Fort Smith. That's a great park, and they've followed through with their commitments to invest in that. So they've treated us well, but it's just nice to have representation on that commission.
Well, especially when you're the second largest city and your region is surrounded by the second largest city in the state.
Right, right.
And finally, the end of the road for a settlement that was issued against Fort Smith-based OK Foods. It went to the U.S. Supreme Court. The company asked for a look at that, and the Supreme Court has denied the review, so that's come to the end of the road.
Yes, it's the end of the road, but it could be the beginning of the road for the precedent that it sets, and that precedent is the contractual relationship between these larger chicken processing companies and the farmers. For many years, and it's improved over the years, but for many years, you know, the farmers who would invest somewhere from $200 to $1 million in these chicken house operations were at the mercy of these processing companies, and they were often operated just on year-to-year contracts. And if you didn't agree with their terms, you got kicked out, and there you would be sitting with a hefty banknote. So $14.5 million that OK Foods will have to cough up, that's a lot of money for a regional processor like that, especially in this tougher environment. So I'm sure they were hoping for that appeal, but it just didn't happen.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, culture, politics, and more of the Fort Smith region. Michael, enjoy the sunshine.
Oh, I will. And again, thanks for your interest in our area.